President Barack Obama continues to push Americans to sign up for health insurance. He's targeting Tampa and other cities where coverage rates remain low. He invited reporters from five of those cities, including WUSF's Mary Shedden, to the White House for a briefing and interview in the Oval Office yesterday.
It's getting harder to find Americans without health insurance. In the first 2 years of open enrollment, more than 17 million Americans got coverage. That includes 1.6 million Floridians. The state's biggest challenge involves 800,000 of them who fall into a coverage gap. They make too little to qualify for subsidies on healthcare.gov, and Florida lawmakers have opted out of Medicaid expansion the past 3 years. President Obama says since the final decision is up to individual states, chances for expansion in Florida are unlikely.
We can't force them to do it, and it means that a lot of people are falling through the cracks. We can't change the design of the law to reach those folks. What we have to do is hopefully the people of Florida begin to recognize over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, that it makes no sense for states to essentially refuse help from the federal government.
The president says he's focused on finding people who are eligible, including healthy young adults, who can help bring the cost of insurance down. A total of 2.8 million Floridians remain uninsured, and enrollment for 2016 ends January 31st. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Mary Shedden, 89.7 News.